So we are with Femina. Thank you so much for joining us, Sofia and Clara Trucco and Clara Miglioli. First of all, this band's name is Femina.
Yes.
So one of my guessing is that sometimes it can be difficult to be women in the music industry. Is that a reason for you to choose such a feminine name?
I don't think that just in the music industry, it has been difficult to be a woman since the beginning of times, you know?
Yeah.
So we had a lot of luck in the music industry. We didn't have trouble for being women, on the contrary. But yes, we are women, and we talk about that, our femininity. And yes, sometimes we talk about how difficult this has been for us. For our story, to be woman and to be and to feel powerful and to trust in ourselves and feel equal to everybody, you know.
Is there any special songs that you like more in this field of trying to show the struggle or the fight as women?
Yeah, we have the song that the name is Los Senos, that is, means the breasts, and it talks about the women struggle to be recognized as an equal in the world, and how the women still suffer in the world. We are very lucky, but not all women are so lucky as us. So it's important to keep talking about that and to be conscious about that. That still is a big difference between women and men in the world. It should be equal for everybody.
How about El Guacho?
El Guacho. El Guacho talks about all humanity, you know? It talks about being lost, being without an identity, you know? Yeah, because it's someone that it gets lost in
the system.
In the system, yeah, that's right. To be lost in the system, how you sometimes depend on the outside look, you know? And you become something that you don't really are. Mm-hmm. So that what is the watcher?
Yeah,
about.
And it talks about fear too, because the it says el guacho tiene miedo. El guacho is afraid. So el guacho could be you. El guacho could be me or anybody. Mm-hmm. It's the fear we sometimes have living in this world, you know, and all the things that happen and the powers, the big powers that sometimes. I don't know how to say this expression.
Oppress us, yes.
and everything, yeah.
Is something particular that you feel as a youth, as this young generation, or do you think it's something shared by everybody?
Yeah, it's shared by everybody. It's changing, you know, with the generations, and I think it's important for our generation to keep talking about this kind of thing so we don't forget about that and don't forget about what is really important.
In your compositions, one of the distinct touch that your band has is the variety of folk music that you intertwine with hip-hop, rap, reggae.
I don't think we just sit and think, okay, we're going to do this type of rhythm. We start creating and the rhythm comes to us. Yes, on a first instance, we like to work with poetry and the metric of the lyrics. That's the fountain of our music or our compositions. And we mix that with all the other things. But as I said before, the music comes. And when some rhythm comes to us, okay, we develop it, you know? But we like a lot of different kind of music. We listen to a lot of different kind of music. So we like to put some things of each style and rhythm.
This is your first tour in the US, isn't it?
Yes.
So it's quite an experience. I was, I guess. So I would like to know your feeling about the audience you have been in touch with until now.
It's a great feeling. You know, it was like, it was a surprise to us, because when you arrive to a place that you don't know, you've never been. It's you have something on your mind, but you never. The reality is always mm-hmm. different as what you imagine. It's like a fiction sometimes. And in yeah, and it's great that they don't get what we are saying all the time. You know, there's some people that they get it, but there's lots of people that don't speak Spanish, and they always say to us that they can get the feeling. It doesn't matter that they don't get the words, but it was a lot of people that got the emotion. Some people that just even they had tears, you know, and that was amazing.
And that has to do with the interpretations, the way we decide to interpret our songs. We like not just to compose with our lyrics and the melodies, but with our bodies and with our gestures, and it's very important for us. So that's why we always say to people, don't just try not just to listen to our albums, but if you can, come and share with us a concert, because there it happens everything, you know, with we give it all with the energy and with the bodies and with the expressions.